In this episode, I wanted to give a two-month update to the six-month challenge that I put out there on my podcast. If you haven't listened to the original challenge, go check it out. It's episode 429. But 2 months later now, I've worked on inflammation for the first month of January. And for February, I was working on more movement.
How's it going? This is Brad Williams with Over 40 Fitness Hacks, the podcast where I help you, being over 40, to fight the aging process without giving up your social life. I've been a personal trainer and gym owner for over 14 years, and I specialize in helping the over 40 crowd get to their goals. But enough of that. Let's get on with the episode.
So sticking on movement for a second, movement is just the easiest thing. I said I was going to start doing more long walks once a week, really focus on my once a week hit where I'm doing my rebounding and full on sprinting on there. And since then, added my weight vest onto that. And I've capped it at 15 minutes because 15 minutes of straight sprinting with 30 second breaks in between and a weight vest is pretty much all I can take and all I want to. And that's the thing is when you start building all these healthy habits, if you get to the point where you just see yourself quitting eventually, then that defeats the purpose. I want to do this. I want to enjoy it. It gives me something out of it. So if I need to add something else later in my weekly program, I'll just pick a different day and a different type of fitness routine. So for me on that rebounding 15 minutes, I'm doing 30 seconds full out sprinting with the weight vest and then a 30 second break. And I just keep repeating for 15 minutes. And the long walks I've been doing 2 miles to 3 miles to 4 miles. And I think 3 miles is pretty much where I'm going to stick with. That's enjoyable. I'll continue doing it. So the month of February has been pretty easy. And I'm seeing some consistency in adding that with holding down a lower weight. Going back to January and still having issues with it in February is inflammation. If you've listened to my podcast, I have all these different types of allergies. The two worst ones are NSAIDs, which are like Motrin, aspirin, Excedrin, whatnot. And then the other is milk protein, which pretty much takes a lot of stuff out I can't have for me being even on a low-carb keto-ish diet. So the month of January was trying to clean up that even more. I was using butter, which has milk protein in it, in very trace amounts. And I would see a slight bloating reaction every time I used butter. So I cut that out. I cut all beef out. I was real adamant about taking my lemon ginger cocktail in the morning and at night. And I did all of this and been feeling great. But just every now and then, something else will show its ugly face. I'll have a bloating reaction or I'll have a little asthma. And I'm suspecting all sorts of different types of things. Vegetables, fermentation products like my kombucha or anything that's pickled. And I'm just going down more and more of a rabbit hole and deciding that maybe in the past years I've had a leaky gut. And that's why I picked up some of these allergies to beef, to milk protein, because I did probably abuse those more in my 20s and 30s. And God only knows a slew of other things. These are all just theories, not medical advice. But even the doctors I talk to don't really know, you know, how the microbiome works and all these allergies. They just try to push a drug on you. So my biggest thing for January, even this month, has been really write down a list, only eat things that make you feel good and continue down that road. And at one point I was looking at all these allergy tests that you can buy online and discovering after listening to some allergists talk that they're really not that good, not without blood tests, back prick tests where they prick your back. And not only that, but then have a licensed allergist doctor read the reports, ask you more questions, and at the end, they still are just making an educated guess. They don't know for sure. So it's just been a wild ride of inflammation. I was reading something today. I heard good stuff about the carnivore diet. Not that I think the carnivore diet is a diet that I think I would want to do for the rest of my life, but for the sole purposes of healing your gut. So I'll put a link in the show notes of the article I'm reading, but basically it talks about how if you don't really know what you're allergic to, you suspect maybe this all is stemming from a leaky gut, whether it be yeast or bacteria, your microbiome. The carnivore diet has been known to be like a gut health reset option out there. And after reading this article, I'm kind of thinking of trying it. So I'll do an episode later, probably in a month from now, to tell you how that went. But just the theory is saying that you take out all these obviously processed sugar refined foods. Then you take out all plants because you never know which ones of those you're allergic to, or if you're allergic to the pesticides they're putting on stuff, the oxalates, God only knows, right? Then you get to dairy, which they only let you have select few, but for me, I can't have milk protein, for I'll be scrapping that one right off the bat. Then you get to the meat, and a good chunk of it is what they call ruminants, which are beef, lamb, goat, elk, antelope, deer, so on. And right off the bat, I have a suspected allergy to beef. I've had blood tests that show that I'm allergic to beef, but there's other options that I can have. But going on to this, some theories out there that say meat itself is inflammatory, which I do think so if you're eating meat all day long, but in a moderate amount, I don't think it should be a problem. The theory is that meat by itself is a little bit easier on the digestive tract. Your good and bad bacteria get reset because they don't have the fiber and the plants and the fermentation to keep them alive. And everything you're putting through your body meat-wise is easy to push through, if you know what I mean. So at the end of this little reset, then you start adding back in more of the healthy oils, like avocado and olive oil. Then you start adding in plants. Do the ones that you know that you don't have a problem with. Then start trying the ones that you might think you have a problem with. And then eventually, if you want to add grains back in, then hopefully you're picking better options for that, lower glycemic, less refined and processed type foods. And so doing this reset, hopefully your body is so sensitive now for having healed its gut, not having these foods anymore. And after you slowly introduce it, you should have a more than noticeable feeling that your body is still allergic to this or some type of intolerance. So this is just some of the things I'm reading. I've seen and heard allergists talk about this kind of stuff before. All of this, I have talked to my DPC doctor and has no problem with it. He still wants to run some allergy tests, and I just don't want to spend the money because half the time the allergy tests, I feel like they're not going to show anything unless you're having that allergic reaction at that moment, which is always like at night when no doctor is going to take you in and run tests on you while you're having that. So for now, I think I want to just listen to my body. Obviously, stay away from the really bad stuff for me, milk, protein, and NSAIDs, and just kind of develop a plan that works good for me. But obviously, you need to run this through your medical professionals, do your own research. I just like doing my podcast and telling you what I've learned, what I'm thinking about doing, just to inspire more, if anything, motivation to take care of this. Like I said, this first month, January, of my six-month program has really been an issue with inflammation still. Movement was for February and I'm crushing it. And then March will be a whole nother separate thing. In the midst of all this, like I said, I'm not willing to give up my social life. So all my partying on weekends is still going within rules and trying to find better ways to manage that as well. Anyways, thanks for listening. And I'll do another monthly update probably at the end of April. And I'll catch you on the next one. If you'd like a little bit of help checking out your diet and your current routine, I'd be happy to help. I always do a free 15-minute Zoom consultation for anyone, no strings attached, just to see if I can help point you in the right direction. So if you're interested, check out the show notes. The link is at the top. Thank you so much for listening to this episode, everyone. And I just wanted to say that if anything from this episode resonated with you and it makes you think of somebody, please share and help someone out. You know, I do a lot of variety of topics, and not everything I say works for everyone, but there is going to be that one episode that makes you think of somebody that could help. So I really appreciate it. And just off of looking back the last 3 years of all the episodes I've done, I think three really stand out that I think could help a lot of people. And that's episode 71 with Dr. Amy, where we go into diaphragmatic breathing and how that can really help with your pain levels, and did for me. Episode 195, I had Tim Kelly on, and we really dove deep into microminerals and how important that is and how horrible the American diet is. And the third being episode 292, a more recent one, where I talk about the three tips I would do to help out your lower back. And one of those is just a simple YouTube video that my chiropractor gave me that just took me to the next step of lowering my pain, giving me more range of motion. And I just want to put that out there to check those out if you're having any of these issues. And like I said, thanks for listening.